Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen, it is an honor for me to conduct the discussions this morning for the first of the two sessions on international humanitarian law, IHL. In this first session, my intention is to focus on the importance of legal weapons reviews and the challenges attached thereto. As many delegations have already stressed in the previous sessions, as the effective implementation of Article 36 to Additional Protocol 1 to the Geneva Convention and the obligation on the customary law to conduct legal weapons reviews is central importance for ensuring that new weapon systems, including those with increasing levels of autonomy, comply with international law. In this session, I would like to focus particularly on the utility and challenges of legal weapons review processes and would like to invite you to consider the following questions. What are the challenges to testing a weapon system which makes use or depends on increasingly autonomous technologies? What are the particular challenges for the rules on targeting, specifically with regard to the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precautions? Do states have the necessary resources and capabilities to test such systems? What can be done to foster the implementation of such processes within regional and multilateral fora? For states that have implemented legal weapons reviews, this session provides for an opportunity to share information on how these processes are carried out in their respective countries, about who is involved and how often reviews are undertaken. As usual, I will first invite the distinguished panelists to present us an expert view on legal reviews and laws before opening the floor for comments, considerations, and statements from the floor. I would especially be pleased to learn also from national experiences with regard to legal weapons reviews. First will be Dr. Shil Shaka, who is a legal advisor for the ICRC. Dr. Shaka will provide an overview of the legal requirements of a weapons review process. And at the same time, I would be very grateful, Mr. Shaka, if you could limit your presentation to roughly 8 minutes. You have the floor, sir.